If you're a talk radio junkie like me, you might assume that the programming is free. Commercial advertisers pay for the production costs and staff salaries. Well, that's true for most radio talk shows, but not for Issues Etc. Issues Etc. is listener-supported. We rely on you to pay for the production, salary, and airtime costs for this worldwide outreach. Hi, this is Todd Wilkin, asking you to consider making a tax-deductible gift to Issues Etc. today. You can donate online, issuesetc.org, or you can donate by check. Make your check payable to Lutheran Public Radio. The address? LPR, Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. LPR, Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Remember, unlike other talk radio shows, Issues Etc. needs your financial support. We depend on you for the continuation and expansion of Issues Etc. Thanks for your consideration. Well, the time has come, as it usually does on Fridays, for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. We're going to play four sound bites for you, and your role in this little game is simply to listen and then to vote for whichever soundbite you think should be Soundbite of the Week. Your reasons are your own. You can like it, dislike it. You can agree or disagree. Whatever reasons you have for voting for it, they're your own. We want to hear them, and we want your votes on this Friday afternoon, June the 24th. 1-877-623-6943. Phone call votes get to go first, 1-877-623-MYIE. Send us a vote via email right here in the studio, talkback at issuesetc.org, or a tweet at issuesetc, or you can always vote at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc, facebook.com/issuesetc. As usual, the best vote gets the LPR bundle package, and I have Issues t-shirt and Issues Etc., travel mug, pen, and bumper sticker. Soundbite number one from Dr. Frank Beckwith. He's talking about New York Governor Cuomo pushing for gay marriage.
The current arrangement right now is the one that is clearly the most tolerant and the most liberal. Right now, individuals who are gay, they can draw up private contracts. They could receive all the benefits through civil unions. But nobody else in the community who sincerely and devoutly has deep moral objections to homosexual conduct does not have to approve of it. This seems to me to be the most equitable arrangement that one could conceive of in a liberal democracy, and yet what you have is Governor Cuomo not actually grasping that particular scenario, which is the current case. He is, in fact, wants to impose one point of view on everybody, namely that there's only one sort of marriage and it's genderless, and if you don't accept it, then you're a bigot. That's the point of view that he wants to advance. And that, to me, if anything, is as intolerant, narrow, and exclusive as one can imagine.
That's soundbite number one. Dr. Frank Beckwith on New York Governor Cuomo's push for gay marriage. Should it be soundbite of the week? 1-877-623-6943. Our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. And our in-studio email address, talkback@issuesetc.org. Soundbite number two comes from Pastor Bill Swirla. We were talking about forgiveness, and at the center of our conversation was that age-old question, if I don't forgive, will God forgive me?
Jesus is so Lutheran here, but he properly distinguishes the law and the gospel. So the whole question, well, if I don't forgive my brother, does that mean God's forgiving? Why do you even entertain that question? You know, you're not dead enough yet. you haven't dropped dead. You don't understand what it means to be dead to sin but alive to God in Christ, if you ask a question like that. See, only the dead to sin can pray, forgive us as we forgive. Because that conduit, that faucet's completely open. It's not just cracked open a drip. I mean, if you got 90 PSI of water coming up the inlet of your house, but you only have your faucet cracked open, you're not taking full advantage of the pressure you've got. You know? And so, in other words, that faucet of forgiveness needs to be wide open because God's not stingy. And so when we ask a question like that, a question that's stingy in forgiveness, is not fully comprehending in the way of faith the grace and the magnitude of God's forgiveness.
That's soundbite number two. If you want to vote for it, 1-877-623-MYIE. Phone call voters get to vote first, 1-877-623-6943. Soundbite number two comes from Pastor, number three comes from Pastor Burnell Eckert, talking about contemporary worship and exciting the natural will.
Well, if you like contemporary worship, I would contend that that means, as difficult as this is to say, that means that there is something awry about how you view the grace of God. And that's not to say there's anything wrong with liking that as entertainment, that kind of style of music. But if you like that kind of approach to exciting the natural will, that means that you've got this Arminian bug, which really, if you really want to understand the gospel and the grace of God in its fullest, that Arminian bug needs to be removed. And then the gospel becomes all the more beautiful. And that's what we're seeking to do, is to make it not only a matter of style. It is that, but it's much more than that. It's a matter of the heart of our faith, that it's completely grace-driven. It's from God. It's from Christ. And it comes from above.
That's soundbite number three. Get ready to vote, because soundbite number four marks the end of the soundbites, the listening portion of the game. Then comes the voting portion. That's all about you giving us a call, 1-877-623-MYIE, sending us an email, talkback@issuesetc.org, or voting at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. So here's soundbite number four. Listen carefully. It's Pastor Joel Baisley on the danger of the I love me gospel.
For many people in modern days, it isn't really the gospel that offends them. They hear, oh, God loves you, and they say, oh, well, he shows good taste because I love me too. But the gospel first tells us that we are lost and sinful, and the fear of God is the beginning of wisdom. And the sweetness of the gospel is not tasted until we understand the sourness of the curse and the offense that it is before God. And we'll never understand what Christ did for us by taking our curse, unless we first taste that and understand that that's ours by right under the law.
Well, you've listened. Now it's time to vote. We're coming to you live this Friday afternoon, the 24th of June. Time to play Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. This break coming up, it's a perfect time to give us a call and vote. 1-877-623-6943. Jeff and Craig are right there by the phone. 1-877-623-MYIE. Send us an email, talkback@issuesetc.org, with your vote on this Friday afternoon, or a tweet @issuesetc. Or we've left some space for you at our Facebook fan page for your vote for Soundbite of the Week on this Friday afternoon. Facebook.com/issuesetc. Facebook.com/issuesetc. Should it be soundbite number one, Dr. Frank Beckwith on Governor Cuomo pushing for gay marriage? If I don't forgive, will God forgive me? Soundbite number two, contemporary worship and exciting the natural will. Soundbite number three, or soundbite number four, the danger of the I love me gospel.
Looking for a church that has a small, family-like atmosphere, yet strives for excellent liturgical worship with outstanding music while focused on God's Word and sacraments? A church located in the heart of St. Louis and reaching out to the neighborhood with Jesus Christ and Him crucified? I'm Pastor John Helwig of Emmaus Lutheran Church at 2241 South Jefferson in St. Louis. I invite you to join us for Bible class Sunday mornings at 9 and worship at 10:30. Visit us on the web at emmaus-stl.org.
You'll find 130 Bible stories for young children in the Story Bible. It's the Issues Etc. Book of the Month for June. The Story Bible contains high-quality, realistic art, discussion questions, and prayers. You can browse before you buy at issuesetc.org, or you can purchase the Story Bible by calling Concordia Publishing House at 1-800-325-3040. Christ-centered, cross-focused, the Story Bible, the Issues Etc. Book of the Month.
Listen to what you want, when you want. You're listening to Issues Etc.
Thanks to the following congregations for standing with us by joining the Issues Etc. 300. Grace Lutheran, Tulsa, Oklahoma. Heritage Lutheran, Valparaiso, Indiana. Mount Olive Lutheran, Duluth, Minnesota. Our Savior's Lutheran, Windham, Minnesota. St. John's Lutheran, Algoma, Wisconsin, Our Savior Lutheran, Ridgecrest, California, St. Mary's Lutheran, Des Moines, Iowa, St. John Lutheran, Yuma, Colorado, Christ Lutheran, Kansas City, Missouri, and Redeemer Lutheran, Lincoln, Nebraska. Find out how your church can support this worldwide outreach by including Issues Etc. in your mission or advertising budget. Go to our website, issuesetc.org, click Support, and print a one-page flyer. When your congregation joins the Issues Etc. 300, we'll publicize your congregation on the radio, at our website, and in the Issues Etc. journal. Issuesetc.org, click Support, the Issues Etc. 300.
I know what's wrong, and I'm going to give you the fact. You got to vote. Everybody needs to vote.
Time to vote for Soundbite of the Week. It's Friday afternoon, June the 24th. We've played the soundbites for you. Now it's your turn to vote. You've heard them. Which one should be Soundbite of the Week? Dr. Frank Beckwith on New York Governor Cuomo pushing for gay marriage. Soundbite number two, Pastor Bill Swirla. If I don't forgive, will God forgive me? Soundbite number three, Pastor Bernil Eckert on contemporary worship and exciting the natural will. Or soundbite number four, Pastor Joel Baisley on the danger of the I love me gospel. You vote by giving us a call, 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MYIE. And we're giving away the LPR bundle package to the best vote on this Friday afternoon. It's an I Have Issues t-shirt and Issues Etc. travel mug, pen, and bumper sticker. Talk back at issuesetc.org. Send us a tweet at issuesetc. Or vote at the Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. We always get a few votes at the Facebook fan page a little late. That is after the show is over. So if you're going to vote, vote sooner rather than later. facebook.com/issuesetc. Matt in Norman, Oklahoma says, my vote is for Pastor Joel Baisley. And the quote of NFL wide receiver Terrell Owens, I love me some me. Well, it's true. We all, by our own natural devices, believe an I love me gospel rather than the real gospel. Thank you very much for listening in Norman, Oklahoma. Alicia, listening in Italy, says, a tougher than normal decision this week. However, my vote goes to Pastor Swirla because of his clear illustration of God's forgiveness and for using the phrase, God's not stingy. It's a wonderful truth to hear. I agree, Alicia. And thanks for listening in Italy. What about the rest of you? 1-877-623-6943. If you don't vote, you don't get to pick Soundbite of the Week. 1-877-623-MYIE. Paul listens in High Ridge, Missouri. He's voting for Soundbite number two. He says, God's forgiveness covers it all, literally. We need constant reminding, as we often tend to backslide into our own idea of what we need to do when Christ did it all without a need for his creation to butt in. Jeremiah in New Orleans says, my vote is for soundbite number three. During high school and college, I was drawn to some contemporary styles of worship. It was only after reading Dr. Veith's Spirituality of the Cross, an excellent book, by the way, only after reading that book, he says, did I come to a better understanding of how freeing liturgical worship with its gospel proclamation is for Christian life. To borrow a liner, it was no longer about me. It was about Jesus for me. Jeremiah, thanks for listening in New Orleans. Margie says that her vote goes to Pastor Baisley. That would be soundbite number four. What a breath of fresh air to acknowledge that preaching only God loves you doesn't get the job done. It's very true, but sinful self just naturally says that I'm pretty likable. It makes a lot of sense that God loves me. When the sourness of the law is not spoken also, it's pretty easy to leave the church feeling confirmed in my own sinful nature. The pastor who really cares about my soul wants me to comprehend the gospel message. He must first make me squirm in my seat so that I really listen. That's the work of the law, Margie. You're quite right, smartest listeners in radio. It's still time for your vote for a chance to win the LPR bundle package and pick soundbite of the week on this Friday afternoon. Should it be soundbite number one, Dr. Frank Beckwith on New York Governor Cuomo's push for gay marriage? Should it be soundbite number two, Pastor Bill Swirla, if I don't forgive, will God forgive me? A question that Pastor Swirla says is stingy in forgiveness. Or soundbite number three, Pastor Brunel Eckert warning us against contemporary worship and its tendency to excite the natural will. Or soundbite number four, Pastor Joel Baisley, the danger of the I love me gospel. 1-877-623-MYIE, 877-623-6943. Our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesETC. Our Twitter address, @issuesETC. Or our email address here in the studio, talkback@issuesetc.org. The Issues Etc. Book of the Month for June is a children's book. It's the old school children's Bible, just like you were raised with. And you'll find a lot of things familiar in there, the same familiar Bible passages, not gussied up, not romanticized, still have all of the, what shall we say, the rough edges still on them, just the way that the Bible presents them, but presented in a way that children can receive them, beautifully illustrated, realistically illustrated. Find out more about this great children's Bible called the Story Bible from Concordia Publishing House at our website, issuesetc.org. It's on every page of the website, issuesetc.org, or call and order the Story Bible from Concordia Publishing House. Their toll-free number, any weekday during regular business hours, 1-800-325-3040. 1-800-325-3040. Ask for the Issues Etc. Book of the Month for June, the Story Bible from Concordia Publishing House. Here's a vote from Matthew in Rochester, New York. He says, I vote for soundbite number two because I think law and gospel are crucial to understanding anything in the Bible, but especially this. You're quite right there, Matthew. I remember, he says, what was said on your show many years ago when the question was raised, when are my sins not forgiven? The response was, only under the law. Only under the law am I condemned, says Matthew. Only under the gospel can we be dead to sin and forgiven. Thank you for putting it so clearly every time. Well, thanks to you for listening in New York. That makes the winner of Soundbite of the Week this week, soundbite number two. It comes from Pastor Bill Swirla. When the question is asked, if I don't forgive, will God forgive me? How does Scripture respond?
Jesus is so Lutheran here. But he properly distinguishes the law and the gospel. So the whole question, well, if I don't forgive my brother, does that mean God's forgiven? Why do you even entertain that question? You know, you're not dead enough yet. you haven't dropped dead. You don't understand what it means to be dead to sin but alive to God in Christ, if you ask a question like that. See, only the dead to sin can pray, forgive us as we forgive. Because that conduit, that faucet's completely open. It's not just cracked open a drip. I mean, if you got 90 PSI of water coming up the inlet of your house, but you only have your faucet cracked open, you're not taking full advantage of the pressure you've got, you know. And so, in other words, that faucet of forgiveness needs to be wide open because God's not stingy. And so when we ask a question like that, a question that's stingy in forgiveness is not fully comprehending in the way of faith the grace and the magnitude of God's forgiveness.
That's soundbite number two, and it's the winner of soundbite of the week this week. Pastor Bill Swirla, if I don't forgive, will God forgive me? It's just, I think these soundbites highlight, you know, in a week's audio from Issues, etc., just how good this show is, if I don't say so myself. I did say so myself. Jeremiah in New Orleans gets the LPR bundle package this Friday. Jeremiah, thanks for your vote, and thanks to all the votes that came in for Soundbite of the Week. If you would email us, Jeremiah, with your shirt size and your mailing address, talkback@issuesetc.org, we will send out the LPR bundle package to you. And again, thanks to everybody who played Soundbite of the Week. Folks, if you've enjoyed listening to Issues Etc. this week, and I certainly hope you have, please consider making a tax-deductible donation this weekend. You can make a secure online donation at our website, issuesetc.org. You can also donate by check if you prefer. Make your check payable to Lutheran Public Radio. Send it to LPR Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois 62234. That address again, LPR Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois 62234. Thanks for listening, and thanks for keeping us in mind during the difficult summer months. When you go to church this weekend, invite your fellow parishioners to listen to Issues Etc. next week. We've got a great lineup Monday on the program. We'll discuss the moral and spiritual themes of Cars 2. I know Jeff will be anxious to hear that with kids who love the Cars movies. Robert Velarde, author of the book The Wisdom of Pixar, will be our guest. Also on Monday, we'll talk with Pastor Will Whedon about the 5th century pastor and confessor Cyril of Alexandria. I know that Pastor Whedon is one of our listeners' favorite guests. Tune in Monday to hear him on Cyril of Alexandria. It's quite true. When we ask a question such as, if I don't forgive my brother, we could stop right there. Jesus is teaching us that having been shown such mercy, such forgiveness, such sheer grace by God, purely out of his love for us in his Son Jesus Christ and his death and resurrection, the possibility of not forgiving our brother should not enter our minds. It does, of course, enter our minds because we are still fallen creatures, saint and sinner. But the question has no place in the life of the Christian, if I don't forgive my brother. That would be tantamount to denying the forgiveness that we have received. I like his illustration. The water comes in the house at full pressure, and it should leave the faucet the same way. It comes in from God without limit. It never runs out. It is inexhaustible. That forgiveness and that mercy to us knows no bounds. That's what that parable about that servant forgiven so much debt is intended to teach us. A mercy, a forgiveness without bounds, as boundless as the sacrifice that won that mercy for us on the cross, as boundless as the perfect obedience of the one who laid down his life for us in sacrifice at the cross. So if we are receiving it full force, without measure, without stipulation, without strings attached, without condition, if we are receiving it as sheer mercy and grace and forgiveness, there is nothing, and I mean it, nothing, to stop us from giving it out the same way. I'm Todd Wilkin. Talk with you again Monday. Thanks for listening to Issues Etc.
Listen weekday afternoons to Pastor Todd Wilkin and guests on Issues Etc. Issues Etc. is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is vital for the continuation and expansion of this worldwide outreach. Our mailing address, Lutheran Public Radio, P.O. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. You can also donate at our website, issuesetc.org. Issues Etc. is a production of LPR, Lutheran Public Radio.